Just one quick halacha, the laws of Pesach, that when we started to learn. Halacha says, Goy shenichnas lebet Yisrael, a goy that came into the house of Yisrael, v'chamso biyado, he's carrying hametz. It's on Pesach, but it's the goy's hametz. En zakuk leotzi'o, you don't have to throw him out. Even though the pasuk says, lo yira'eh, you cannot see hametz on Pesach, it's a lo yira'eh lecha, it has to be your hametz. There's no issue to look at the hametz or even have somebody bring the hametz into your house. Baba Pishi Israel ro'eh hametz shel goy im bekakelum. V'lachen menadim mutalavim po'al goy. Let's say you have a worker, an electrician or a plumber goy. He comes in on the holiday and the teken is a davar. He came to fix something. Hagam shu mevi emo perusot hametz. Even though he's bringing him bread. V'eru zakuk lo'tzio min habayit. You don't have to kick him out with his bread. Mikol makom ro'lim ma'anam mezeh. You should refrain if you can, because the issue is the crumbs. The crumbs will fall on the table, or maybe fall into the food, and therefore one should be extra careful to try to avoid such a situation. That's the way that Rav Pa'alim writes in Chelek Bet in the Teshuvah Nunhe, and he says that some want to say that this only applies to a goy bringing in dough. With raw, but if he brings in actual bread itself, it's going to create crumbs. One should be stringent. And then, although from the strict din it's mutar, but of course a mahmir tavu alav beracha. Of course, in a nice way to tell the goy to leave the thing outside. But if he does it and he brings it inside, you have nothing to worry about. So long as you clean up after him and you make sure that there was no that nothing fell into any of our stuff, then we have no problem.